Hi, it's Mac, it's McCaughan here on Audioboo, Saturday the 8th of February 2014, approximately 1:20 p.m, 13:20 hours, it's raining, I'm in the garage, not long home, being at the funeral of a lovely old lady, a great friend of my wife's. Mary Kelly. Mary was born in 1930 and obviously died just a few days ago. So 83, 84 year old. What a lovely old lady. Lost her husband John, who was a lovely man, a good number of years ago. And Mary was a great charitable woman. She funded and helped anybody, whether it was giving a fiver to the children of a family that she liked on a weekly basis at Mass, or several £100 when she'd saved up her monies to the nuns or to any kind of charitable organisation. She was, it puts me to shame, to be honest, in regards of financial charity, and she's greatly admired for that, although she never spread the word, she never postulated about giving away, but people knew she did it, and she'd always keep it to herself, and if she gave money to whoever she gave money to, she'd say, just keep that between me and you. So she was a lovely lady, lovely to know, never spoke ill of anybody. She just wouldn't do it, a great Christian soul. Anyway, so Mary was buried today. We, in the morning, after my morning thoughts, it was a lovely morning. The skies had cleared and it was sunshine, and we thought it was going to be quite a nice day, but halfway through the service in the chapel, we could hear the rain battering off the rooftops and off the windows. And what a tremendous turnout she got too, between family and friends and just those people that knew Mary. Quite a good number of people at the chapel. And then the horrendous, usual and atypical weather at funerals up here in Scotland is rain and wind. People standing at the side of the grave, the priest performing the service. Heavy rain and strong wind. People of all ages huddled around a hole in the ground with their collars up and scarves tucked in, gloves, umbrellas blowing, almost blowing inside out with the strong wind. Can't remember. I could probably count in one hand the number of funerals I've been to in this country over the years that I've stood there in a casual jacket or a dress jacket and no wind or rain protection. Doesn't happen very often. Anyway, so the funeral and the interment carried out. We were all invited back, as usual, here, like many, many nations, many cultures and countries in the world, to a reception tea following the funeral. And we went back with friends of ours, Bill and Margaret and Jimmy and old Anna and Betty and, oh, so many others. We all form our own wee groups around the hall held in the British Legion in Bathgate. The best place ever to have anything, any function whatsoever, the British Legion in Bathgate. A lot of people now in the modern ages won't use them because they're old and fuddy-duddy. So they'll use the modern cultural places. But we've always loved the British Legion, simply because the way we deal with things, the way they cater, the way the whole way they do things there, and the lovely hall, lounge hall, carpeted and set up properly. And anyway, so and the basically the person given the responsibility of organizing this for Mary, put into his hands, was a great friend of mine's, and Mary's is Tommy. I wouldn't say his second name. Tommy's a bit older than us, him and his wife, a great couple. Tommy is, you know, here in Bathgate, legendary in the British Legion, ex-serviceman. And what a wonderful guy he is. I've always got on well with Tommy. And so he was doing a little, very short speech in the hall at the tea reception. And basically just taking command, if you like, inviting us all to enjoy your tea, enjoy your toast or whiskey or whatever we had, and to toast Mary. And you know, that's a great thing about this type of funeral. I greatly admire the two halves, if you want, although it's strictly speaking it's in thirds. But the service and the service at the interment, the mourning, you know, the grieving, the mourning and the sad part, and then the reception tea where everyone lets their hair down and laughs and talks about whatever they want to talk about. If they want to talk about the person who's just died or something to do with their life, which we all do, we all invariably talk about that person, and then we'll talk about each other, and then we'll have a laugh and a giggle, and we'll have our tea, our soup, and our buffet, and our steak pie, or whatever we're going to have, and the hall becomes alive with laughter and chat and blather, and I've always loved that. I've always loved that, the two halves, as I put it, is the morning and then I've lost for words, I'm afraid. I think I said it before. The second half being the transition to being open to talk and to laugh about things that that person done in their life and to laugh with each other. And it's a great thing, and I wouldn't have it any other way. So that was Mary's funeral, and I had a good chat with Tommy. I asked him a few questions because, you know, the thing at funerals you always find is you see people who you don't know, and you think, are they family or are they friends? And why is that family? I know that family. Why are they at the funeral? How do they know? How are they related to the person that's just died? And I was asking Tommy, because Tommy's so knowledgeable. And I was asking Tommy so many questions, and he told me some facts that he asked me to keep to myself about Mary and her family, and when they related them, you know, these are the things you don't know. These are the gems, the little jewels that you find out about a person after they died, whether it's in the eulogy or whether it's in the chat, the blether, in the reception afterwards. And I found out so much about Mary Kelly that I didn't know. And I passed it to Mary, but Mary won't pass it on. I know that. And really, the things he told me, how they got to know them, and the reason why he was put in charge was because of family history, not because he was related, but because of circumstances way back with his granny who owned a shop up north in Scotland. All those years ago, when Mary Kelly was a wee girl with her mother, and the circumstances that caused them to be taken in by the granny, and then their move to here, and then because of the family relation, the relationship developed between Tommy and his family, and Mary and her family, and so on and so on. And I've still some things to find out. A family of people I know, one guy particularly that went to school with me, and his family were there along with him. And I thought, how do they know? What's the relationship between name and Mary? You know, family, is it a family name? You know, I'm not revealing any other names other than Mary Kelly's name. But then I found another thing that was very strange today. And we were questioning it, not questioning it that to say it was wrong, but querying it more than anything than questioning it. And that was Mary's husband, John, apparently was buried with his sister and mother. And Mary had to be interned today with her mother. So husband and wife are not together. And that was strange. And we got an answer to that in a certain way, but not truly clarified. And I found that totally strange. I can't imagine in any way me not being interned with Mary or vice versa. It's so alien to me to even think about that. But it's not the first circumstance that I've heard of in recent years. And but to me, it's just totally alien, and I can't get my head around about it. But then, it's not to do with me. But it is confusing the mind a wee bit. So anyway, I'll talk a wee bit more light-hearted about the tea. We had some great banter, and found out that it was one of our friends who was there. It was his birthday today, but he didn't reveal it simply because it was a funeral. And didn't want anybody saying to him, happy birthday. He's 56 year old, his Digger. That's his nickname. Great character. He was there with his family, and I still have to find out how they're related to Mary. And we'll find it out because they are very, very close friends to us. Lovely family. But anyway, so there was banter going everywhere. And as I said, I got talking to Tommy, and Tommy being a British Legion guy, said to me, look, you had a whiskey? I said, yeah, I've had two, actually. And he says, come on over to the table, and we'll polish off the whiskey that's left on there. Because we always have a toast that's given to those coming into the tea. You can have a sherry or a soft drink or white wine, red wine, or traditionally here it's whiskey or sherry. So I'd had a couple of shorts, as they call them, and Tommy says, come on over and we'll have a wee blether at the table. And being from the British Legion and used to ceremony, he's a great speaker at ceremonies, is Tommy, and he poured me a whiskey, and he poured me, my God, he must have poured me about two drams in that. If you don't know what a dram, full glasses that is, that's quite a bit of whiskey. And poured himself one and chucked a bit of ice in and asked me, do I want ice? And I thought, no, I don't want ice. I don't never take anything of whiskey. I thought, I'm never drinking that, Tommy. He says, get it down, you man. He says, I'll only go to waste. but I didn't drink it all. I got Mary to drive home. It's only just over half a mile, so no problem. But it was great to have that chat with him, and the banter and the crack with the Olgians, as we call them, the Olgians. That was lovely, and I do enjoy that part of funerals. I do enjoy that, but as people might say, I never enjoy a funeral, but I think there's a lot of people who do things in stages. They go to the ceremony in the church or the crematorium, and that's it, they go home. Then there's the people who go to that and then go to, if it's a proper funeral, that is an interment, they'll go to the service in the church or chapel, and then they'll go to interment, but they won't go to the tea. And then there's the people that, like us, like to go to the tea. And it's not just to get free tea and free eats. It's nothing to do with that. It's because you know invariably you'll, even if it's a family that you're not really, you're friendly with the person, you don't know the family, you will get to know the family. They'll come over to talk to you and ask you who you are and how they knew, how do you know my mum or dad, my sister or brother, you know? And then you'll end up chatting, and then someone else will see them talking to you. So they'll come over. And so even if you're almost a total stranger within that that reception, you will be spoken to, and you will learn a lot of things about that person and their family before the day's out. So, and that's why I greatly admire the Irish way of having a proper wake, which can last in some places in Ireland for a week. A celebration of life. Have your tears and your mourning at the service. Have your tears and your mourning beneath leaden skies and driving wind and miserable conditions at the side of a grave. But then go back to a warm environment, to a friendly environment, and spend some quality time getting to know things about the person that's just left this world that you never knew about. Get to know family you'd never spoken to before, friends, and find out things about them. It's the only time you'll find out more about people than any other time at a funeral. You'll learn nothing about those people at the service. You'll learn nothing at the graveside. But at the reception tea or the wake, you'll make new friends. You'll speak to people. You'll learn so much more that you would never otherwise know. So I guess I could say at the end of the day, at the end of this, a toast to Mary Kelly and her family and her friends. And I know that Mary Kelly, if Mary Kelly is not with God and the angels, there's little chance for me. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.